24-year-old Roan Boozer of Big Lake won the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race yesterday, crossing the finish line in Bethel at 9:18 a.m. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Boozer beat out Jeff King by 7 minutes after battling it out for the last 100 miles. He took the lead when King had trouble finding the trail in the dark, where some markers were missing.
I figured he'd try to catch me, so I had to push a little bit myself, because I know his team has a lot of speed too, but my guys, they went fast.
While looking for the trail, 58-year-old King says his dog's tangled up on glare ice. But he says that can be the way it goes when you're leading the race.
Because that's where you find out where the problems are, and I ran smack into one, and by the time we got it fixed, I was a big knot, and my snaps were all covered with ice, and I couldn't get them untangled, and Roan zoomed right on by.
Conditions were everything but cold this year, with temperatures mostly above freezing. Teams traversed bear tundra, glare ice, and over 100 miles of water-covered river. Nearly all mushers called it a tough race, including third-place finisher Sim Smith.
The biggest challenge was all that water going from Bogus to Kalskag that first night. It was just horrendous, and you never knew how deep it was going to be, and you just had to go find out by getting in it.
My feet are all clean now. I don't have to wash them.
That's 10th place finisher Tony Browning, who is 56 years old.
It was a tough trail all the way around. Swam all the way up, most of the way back, and then bounced across the moguls the rest of the time.
4th place finisher Paul Gephardt lost the back part of his sled going over bear tundra in the first 25 miles. The 57-year-old says he saw other mushers' sled parts along the trail, too.
It was really bumpy. Fortunately, I salvaged my cooler before it broke off, and then I drug it along up to 2XX.
But Browning says it's just what mushers expect when they sign up for the K300.
This is the best race going. You don't just race your competitors. You got to race the weather, too, all the elements. That's what cross-country mid-distance is all about.
24 teams competed this year. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.